This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. On his final day of campaigning before tomorrow's election, U.S. President Donald Trump declared that in his second term, quote, "we will drain the Washington swamp and we will save the American dream," unquote. Speaking in the battleground state of North Carolina, the president promised an economic recovery amid the coronavirus pandemic. He promised to mass distribute a COVID-19 vaccine within a few weeks. Health officials, including those in Trump's administration, predict most Americans are unlikely to be inoculated before early or mid-2021. The Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, said today in Cleveland, Ohio, that the first step to beating the virus is, quote, beating Donald Trump. That's with COVID-19 cases spiking in battleground states recently, the pandemic has overshadowed many other campaign issues. Battleground states are populous states where the majority of opinion, and thus the state's electoral college votes, could decide the final outcome of the election. The candidates have been focused on those states in the final days of campaigning. Coronavirus has killed at least 231,000 people in the United States and infected more than 9.2 million, most of any country in the world. That's according to Johns Hopkins University. Biden spent Monday in two neighboring battleground states, Ohio and Pennsylvania. At a drive-in rally in Cleveland, Biden said, "We're done with the chaos, the tweets, the anger." He added, "The character of America is literally on the ballot." National polls show the former vice president with about an 8-point lead over the incumbent President Trump, but the race is significantly tighter in the battleground or swing states that will likely decide the victor. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. A federal judge has rejected a Republican effort to invalidate nearly 127,000 votes in Houston, Texas. Monday's ruling concerned ballots cast at drive-through polling centers in Harris County, Texas, that were established because of the coronavirus pandemic. The lawsuit was brought by conservative Texas activists who've objected to expanding voting access in Harris County. Harris County is the third largest county in the nation and a crucial battleground in Texas. Texas normally skews Republican, but this year the Republican Party is bracing for the closest election in decades. At least two people have died after multiple gunmen opened fire in the city center of Vienna, Austria on Monday. Residents gathered in bars and restaurants to enjoy the last few hours of freedom before a coronavirus lockdown began. And that's when the attack happened. Police said one of the attackers was killed and law enforcement's pushed back after the gunfire began. One civilian died and more than a dozen others were injured. Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz called it a repulsive terror attack, and authorities cordoned off a large area in the center of the city as they searched for the attackers. Witnesses said several shots were fired in the capital city shortly after 8 p.m. local time. Austrian broadcaster ORF said 15 people are being treated in hospitals for injuries sustained in the attack. Seven are believed to be seriously injured. Austria's interior minister has called the shooting an apparent terror attack. He said one of the attackers may still be at large. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says new coronavirus restrictions that took effect in Germany Monday were implemented because the country has seen exponential growth in cases in recent weeks, and officials are facing an acute emergency in the nation's hospitals. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Monday, Merkel said the Robert Koch Institute, which monitors public health, reported 12,097 new cases in Germany, raising the overall number to 545,027 cases. Social media giant Twitter said Monday it will put warning labels on tweets from U.S. election candidates that claim victory ahead of official results. In a blog post Monday, the company said an election win must be authoritatively called before tweets without warning labels will be allowed by candidates or campaigns. To determine election results, Twitter said it would require an announcement from state election officials or a public projection from at least two national news outlets. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton from Washington, D.C. You're listening to VOA News.